From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump warned American businesses again Sunday that if they move their operations overseas, they would face a 35% tax if they then try to sell their products back in the U.S. In a series of Twitter comments, Trump said he plans to substantially reduce taxes and regulations on businesses. But he said that any company that fires its employees, builds a new factory or plant in another country, and then thinks it will sell its product back into the U.S. without retribution or consequence is wrong. The billionaire real estate mogul, who assumes power January 20th, said the border tax on products manufactured in other countries will make leaving financially difficult. Please be forewarned prior to making a very expensive mistake. The U.S. has lost 5 million manufacturing jobs since 2000, many to automation and some to overseas locations, where company owners are paying workers substantially less than they have been in the United States. Donald Trump's team downplayed the significance of the president-elect's telephone conversation with President Tsai Ing-wen of Taiwan, with which the United States has had no formal diplomatic ties since 1979. Trump's tweet on Friday announcing a telephone conversation with President Tsai stoked questions as to whether he intends to alter America's longstanding acknowledgement of Beijing's one-China policy that precludes any official recognition of Taiwan. But while saying the controversy is overblown, Vice President-elect Mike Pence did not dispute that Trump intends a more assertive U.S. posture towards China. VOA News. Austria's anti-immigrant candidate Norbert Hofer has failed in his bid to become the country's first far-right leader since World War II. The election is seen as a test for the strength of populist movements in Europe. Hofer's campaign said the former aeronautical engineer, who campaigned on an anti-immigrant, Euroskeptic platform, conceded defeat to his environmentalist opponent, Alexander Van der Bellen, who ran as an independent. The outcome was despite a campaign dominated by anti-establishment sentiments and anger over issues of Muslim immigration, the financial burden of refugees and migrants who are collecting benefits from Austria's welfare system, and Europe's wave of terrorist attacks over the last year following the start of the migrant crisis. Voters on Sunday lamented the bitter divisions that the race exposed. The remains of former Cuban leader Fidel Castro were buried in eastern Cuba early Sunday morning after 9 days of nationally mandated mourning across the island. The ceremony at Santa Ifigenia Cemetery in Santiago de Cuba was made private at the last minute, barring journalists from around the world from witnessing the service. Castro died on November 25th at age 90 after years of declining health. Castro's ashes arrived Saturday afternoon in Santiago de Cuba, the city where he started the Cuban Revolution in 1953. The procession followed in reverse the route Castro and his rebel fighters took as they advanced on the capital from the Sierra Maestra Mountains before taking power in January 1959. Assyrian government forces continued to push deeper into the rebel stronghold of eastern Aleppo. Analysts say the wider geopolitical ramifications are being felt across the West. Henry Ridgewell reports from London.
In eastern Aleppo, Syrian government forces backed by Russia are gaining ground. Analyst Michael Stevens of Britain's Royal United Services Institute says victory here for President Bashar al-Assad may force a change of strategy from Western governments.
Assad's winning, and I think it's pretty safe to say that he will be there at the endgame, and whoever negotiates a peace deal in Syria will have to negotiate with Bashar al-Assad.
Stevens says Europe and the United States have backed moderate opposition forces, but the desire to end the bloodshed could trump those alliances. Ending the war may come with the price of keeping Bashar al-Assad in power. Even then, analysts say Syria's future stability is far from guaranteed. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.